Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A Clarksville clinic is paying a $300,000 false claims settlement. The U.S. attorney said Cornerstone Pediatric Therapies was fraudulently charging TRICARE. That's the public health insurance program for active duty and retired members of the armed forces, as well as their families. The clinic serves children who are autistic, nonverbal, or speech delayed. The U.S. attorney says it was overcharging TRICARE for the services it provided using misleading billing codes. This is a settlement, not a conviction, so it's not necessarily an admission of guilt. XAI, the company that runs the massive Colossus data centers in Memphis, could soon add a new tool for building AI products. XAI's parent company, SpaceX, says it could spend billions this year to work with the AI coding tool Cursor, or buy it outright for some $60 billion. Cursor helped spark the vibe coding trend in computer programming. The deal is part of a bid to show the AI company can hold its own as it prepares to start selling its stock publicly this year. The Memphis data centers have drawn criticism and legal challenges, including a lawsuit filed this month over what the NAACP says is illegal pollution from unpermitted gas turbines. The state of Tennessee wants to play matchmaker between recycling programs and companies that buy recycled materials. That's partly to take pressure off the state's landfills, which are running out of room. Companies that buy recycled materials like plastic or aluminum either manufacture goods themselves or sell the materials to manufacturers. Under the bill, the state will create a committee to find new ways to recruit businesses and grow the market for recyclables. The Tennessee Lookout reports it will also publish a database on regional buyers. Last year, an escaped zebra went viral for roaming through Rutherford County. Then a fugitive antelope was spotted in Jolton and Ashland City in March. And now we have news of an escaped emu who attacked a Mount Juliet woman. Ann Edwards tells WKRN she was out walking her dog last Thursday when the enormous Australian bird emerged from the woods and began to chase her. It took a crew of nearby construction workers to shoo the emu away and escort her home. Metro Animal Control picked up the emu and took it to a facility where the animal showed signs of distress.